T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So much good news today, Lee.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it looks like the wall is going to be built, got 100 miles completed.
That's good.
Trump will miss his deadline by about 2 months, supposed to have 450 miles completed by the election. It looks like it'll be by the end of 2020.
Oh, so well, then he lied. That'll be the story. He lied.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He did lie, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, okay, he lied, whatever. And then we got all this economic stuff. Which, I mean, and you're never going to hear about this because it's all good news. I mean, it is stunning for me to see, especially since so many of my trolls, you know, as I went, you know, mind-numbingly through tariffs and why they weren't going to devastate the economy and why the prices weren't going to go up. And I even at one point in total frustration asked people, pull out a dang globe. Look. Okay, there's the U.S. We got that. Okay, fine, China. Uh-huh. Do you see any other countries on the globe? Do you see it? Do you see? Oh, look, there's Vietnam. Yeah. Okay, we got Vietnam. We got Indonesia. There we go. India. Other places that make stuff.
Taiwan.
Why can't they make stuff? And it was as if China was the only country on Earth. And I explained why prices would go down. I predicted that prices might spike a tiny bit in the beginning and that they would go down. If anything, the only thing I got wrong was the time frame. I thought it would take longer to replace the supply line. It didn't. Capitalism works fast. And so once you got the Chinese government subsidized goods out of the supply line and we could finally see what a good should cost at market value, people with manufacturing capacity jumped into the supply lines, just like I said they would, and everything was fine. The Wall Street Journal admittedly that they were wrong, and the U.S. economy sailed through Trump's trade war with barely a scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said.
Yeah, and then everybody
just common
was,
sense.
You know, running around with their hair on fire.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Okay, so we were going to have a recession. Oh, by the way, on that. Yeah, do you see Barron's? They do their annual roundtable. Do you see that?
No.
100% of the economic experts on the roundtable forecast no recession.
Boy.
No chance. Barron's.
But Tom Steyer's going to fix that.
He's going to fix, boy. He'll fix that.
Him and Doomberg, they'll fix that.
Yeah, no. Elizabeth Warren would be the best to fix it. She crashed the economy. She's got a plan for that. So, Barron's annual roundtable of investors and economists agree there's absolutely no chance of a recession this year. Yeah, about as much chance of a recession as of a war with Iran, which is to say, none whatsoever.
Yeah, you missed the trend. The trend was World War III memes. That was going around. That was trending before, we had Vince Vaughn shaking hands with Trump at the Natty last night.
Yeah, World War III memes. Sure.
Okay. World War III, yeah.
Where is the war, by the way?
Yeah.
I played this earlier. I mean, this is from last Monday, okay?
We need to presume that we are now at war with Iran. I don't say that lightly.
You know, it's an act of war. There's really no other way to look at it.
A brand new war run by this corrupt and curious president, that is the ultimate fear.
We've entered into a hot war with Iran. Donald Trump simply politically is not in a position to not be able to escalate from here.
I want to know where these people were when President Barack Obama sent troops, American troops, into Syria, a nation that we were not at war with. Did they say that this was a war? No, nobody said anything.
Well, these same people were the ones 3 months ago screaming that Trump wanted to pull the troops out of Syria.
Yes, exactly.
Out of Syria. But and again, as you pointed out, Lee, they didn't get any permission from Congress to do that. He was in Syria. Trump wants to pull out of Syria. What did they tell us? Genocide and war was going to happen between Turkey and Syria, and it was going to be our fault, and there was going to be ISIS resurgence. Do you hear anything about that anymore?
Yeah, and what happened to the Kurds?
They're fine.
Yeah, okay.
They're fine. I mean, there's always going to be sniping back and forth On that Syrian border and Turkey. That's been going on for hundreds of years. It will be going on hundreds of years from now.
And you're not just talking about verbal sniping. You're talking about actual snipers.
No, they kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that, but
or
those
as Hillary
are
would say snippers.
Snippers, but those are regional conflicts. There's nothing we can do to stop them. We will all be dead, and generations from now, they will still be fighting them like they were generations ago. Oh, yeah. But mass genocide, no. War, no. Resurgence of ISIS, no. Media wrong, yes. That's why they're not talking about it. I mean, my God, has anything they've predicted come true?
No.
Anything?
No.
Any of the crisis, that whatever has got my liberal, toxic, critics online talking this week, and they fall for it again and again. Tariffs gonna kneecap the economy. Nope. So it's fun to watch the Wall Street Journal admit they were wrong.
Yeah.
And you know why I bring this up? It's not to take a victory lap, but to say to people, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
They manipulate you. The business, what passes as business news is manipulated propaganda. What passes as news is manipulated propaganda. They've gotten every one of their predictions for disaster wrong. Everyone, 100%, in the last 2 years. They should have zero credibility with you at this time.
Meteorologists have a better reputation.
Yes! By the way, I love this. This is so much fun. The Democrats spent 8 years telling us that we need them to close the gap between the rich and the poor, right? Only way to do that is just to economically maim the rich.
Right.
Just take their money, give it to some poor people, and we're all going to be poor and it'll be fair. Well, maybe there's another way. And Trump has shown us what that way is. Headline, bottom half of households, nearly 50% richer under Trump. This is according to data released by the CEA, the Council of Economic Advisors, shows that through the first half of 2019, the net wealth of the top 1%, so we're talking top 1% right now, of American households rose 13%, right? What about the bottom, the ones they stole from? Well, turns out they didn't steal anything. That rise is dwarfed, the CEA reports, by the 47% increase seen at the bottom 50% of America's households over the same period.
But Tom Steyer's going to fix that.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to fix that.
He's going to fix that, man. You are going to be poor, but you will be content in the knowledge that everyone else is poor, too. And that makes it fair. Or we could all just get richer together.
Yeah.
You know what's wonderful about this? Again, and I can't emphasize this enough. The American people were utterly incapable at the polls of choosing an economic path forward for themselves because they had never seen prosperity, because the government is so depressed, this economy. And for the first time, I mean, think about it. If you are 30, right? You're 30 right now, you're going to vote. You had never seen prosperity in your formative years. You didn't know what it looked like. You had no idea what it could be like. And now you're seeing it. You're seeing that it is possible through capitalism. And honestly, Trump had to show us that. And this economy we're having right now, we could be doing 6 to 8% growth if we could get Washington out of the way. The only thing holding us back is Washington. But to see that, Lee, I mean, this is what the Democrats promised for 30 years, man. They were going to close that income gap. And they were going to go take the money back from that guy who stole it from you. Well, look what's happening. It is possible for the top 1% of American households to have a 13% increase in their wealth, while the bottom half have a 47% increase. The bottom 50%. You mean it's possible that both could happen at the same time? Yes. We never knew that. I mean, this is like a miracle. We never knew this. We were told by the left and the media the only way for the bottom half to do better. I mean, 50%. The bottom 40, okay, a 47% increase in wealth by the bottom 50%, 47% increase, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always been told the only way to help the bottom half, we got to hurt the top half. No. In fact, if we help the top half, we help the top 1%, we help everybody by getting the government out of the way, not giving them anything, just getting the government out of the way, everybody wins. Income gap closes. Everything the Democrats promised for 30 years, Trump does in 3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What do you argue about with your spouse, significant other? I don't know. But the average couple has 72 arguments a year about their home. And most of them happen in public or in front of other people. So what do they argue about? Most common argument is what to spend money on or how much to spend. Other topics include style choices and which gadgets we need. Of the 72 arguments, 8 happen in stores, 39 in other public places, 10 in front of family and friends, and only 15 at home. So interesting. Would you like a floral arrangement or a man cave down there in the basement? I'll let you sort that out. All right. This whole royal couple thing. Royal couple exiting, the monarchy. Very interesting. Although not entirely exiting, just mostly exiting, just most of the way. I've been watching this, and I wonder something. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying I know. I don't know. But have any of you considered the possibility that this is staged? Like they're all in on it, or even maybe some of them are in on it. No, I mean, the storyline just goes, you know, according to what they tell us. But who knows, right? Think about it this way. If the Titanic is sinking, what do you do? Well, you get on the lifeboats and you exit. Like, what do you see in, like, I don't know, Star Wars or whatever? And the mothership, it always gets hit. It's always, you know, it's always about to explode. So what happens? Well, they get in the pods and they exit. They jettison the pods, right? Well, look at the monarchy right now. Look what's gone on in the last couple of months. They have been distancing themselves from Andrew. This whole Epstein thing. I mean, it's bad. And it was so bad that Kate and Will had to put out a statement distancing themselves from Andrew. I mean, Andrew's William's uncle. So I don't know how you distance yourself from your uncle. Oh, well, you know, we don't really hang out much. I don't really know that guy. And it all started with this, and this is a bombshell. And the reason it's a bombshell and the reason the British press won't let go of it is because the people are on the hook for the bills for the monarchy. I mean, they have some of their own resources, but it's not enough to continue the lifestyle they have. And so because the monarchy functions as like a historical site almost, it's you know, it's subsidized by British taxpayers. And so taxpayers don't take too kindly to Prince Andrew, you know, taking advantage of the pedophilic services of Jeffrey Epstein while on the taxpayer dime. I mean, this is a major stain on the monarchy. And it all started when Amy Robach of ABC said this. Remember she got caught on camera and Project Veritas got a hold of the audio. Listen to this.
Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story.
Yeah. That's been devastating to them. So you're Meghan Markle. You've got your own brand. You walk into, you know, the royal family and then you're tarred with this. And you get the dirt on all of you. What do you do? Lifeboat. Lifeboat. I'm not saying it's what they did. I'm saying it's a good possibility. Why not protect yourself? And I don't know if it's something that she and Harry came up with. Why not protect yourself? No better way to do this. Oh, we're totally removing ourselves from the royal family. They're nuts. We're not down with them anymore. It's exactly what Will and Kate tried to do by distancing themselves from Andrew. Not too long, which didn't work. It was laughable. It was like 2 days of backlash to that. Just a possibility. It'd be a brilliant PR move. I think about it from their perspective. They've got a great brand. It's very separate from the royal brand, particularly Meghan's. Meghan and Harry on their own are their own brand. You don't want that tarred by all this Andrew stuff. And here's the thing. Epstein, who didn't kill himself, may be dead. But they got a problem because his assistant, the one who went and was in charge of finding all the girls and participating in the sessions directly, she was very hands-on, she is still alive. And the investigation is still ongoing. So what exactly did Amy Robach know? The royal family knows. They know. They got an idea. If they were good enough at this to threaten ABC, they know what they're covering up. So you're a queenie. What do? You've spent your whole life preserving and building the monarchy in the modern age. Ship's going down. It's taking on water. Yeah, you put those you want to preserve in the lifeboats. The young and children go first. And off they go. In case the mothership goes down, in case it sinks, there's distance there. Don't be surprised if William and Kate do something. I'm not saying it's going to be what Harry and Meghan did. Just do something. Further distancing themselves. Their attempt to distance themselves from Andrew blew up in their faces. And then this. I don't know. It just, the whole thing feels so contrived to me. Oh, they didn't tell the Queen Mother they were going. Oh, look, she found out 10 minutes late. Come, I don't know if I believe it. And all of it smack in the middle of when they could really use a public distraction from the Epstein thing. And the disaster that that leaked tape was. I mean, we've all known Andrew was involved. We've seen the pictures of him with some of the abused girls. We know he flew around with Epstein. We know that. But for Amy Robach to say this on ABC was devastating.
Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that we that also quashed the story.
Yeah, that's bad. So they know the media knows, they know it's out there. And even though Epstein, who didn't kill himself, is dead, story isn't. It'd be brilliant if that's what they're doing. In fact, if you think about it, it's exactly what a PR firm would suggest. Okay, so Donald Trump's message to Iranians is the most liked tweet in Persian history. Did you see what the Atlantic just published, Lee?
No.
And amazing to see this actually admitted to. I've got it up on my Facebook page and my Twitter. They admitted three things, and it was absolutely shocking to see this because it's what you and I have been saying for years. They admitted, the headline is Obama should never have appeased Iran, mm-hmm. which is shocking enough.
Yeah, really.
Let me read to you from it. It says that the Obama's nuke deal, which they criticized throughout the article, dismantled the regime of UN sanctions that had all but ruined the Iranian economy in exchange for temporary limits on the key facilities of Iran's nuclear weapons program and vague commitments never to develop nuclear weapons. Yep, that's exactly what we said.
Right.
But you could still develop the nukes. So why do we give them all the cash? Why do we lift the sanctions? And it's the same thing the Atlantic is now finally admitting. They continue, it left Iran with all the basic elements of both a plutonium and uranium pathway, serial production capability for nuclear warheads, which it could activate in a matter of months. Yep, check.
Everything
exactly what we've been saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And finally, from the Atlantic, the deal itself was seen by many in Tehran as a surrender on America's part. The baseline presumption had to be that Iran would feel emboldened and it would be more, not less, difficult to deal with Iran's other nefarious activities. Bingo. Finally, from the left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the left, the leftist media, the thing with them is they never tell the truth until they are out of other options.
And then they bury it somewhere.
And then they bury it somewhere.
We wrote that article, yeah.
Meanwhile, and I've been talking about the effect that the Trump sanctions have been having on Iran for months now. It's why people have been in the streets, and that's why the mullahs, out of desperation, had to go with the death penalty for protesting, which was carried out by Soleimani's thugs. I can't help but wonder, and I've been saying this for a week now, if Soleimani was not just targeted by Trump because his, you know, his Quds force was behind the bombing of the embassy and all of that, if it was also meant for maximum psychological impact. I mean, this is the guy who has been torturing people in prisons, not himself personally, but his, you know, his troops, his followers, his militias, his people. These are the people who've been killing protesters and just, you know, generally imposing terror on Iran. Think about the psychological impact that would have.
Yeah.
The guy you're most afraid of, the big boogeyman, was just decimated by Trump and no, you know, with you know, barely any exertion. And they're taking this opportunity to pour into the streets. Well, the New York Times, Lee, just noted that one reason the United States successfully stared down the Iranian regime last week, you know, when the New York Times was saying that we were on our way to war and was all over.
WW3.
Yeah, but that was like last week. So this week, they're saying, okay, well, maybe it worked. Why might it have worked? Well, New York Times says one of the reasons that we stared down the Iranian regime last week and won was that President Trump's renewed economic sanctions have made the cost of war too high for Iran to bear.
It may be making the cost of governing too high to bear.
Yeah. In an analysis published Monday, the Times wrote that Iran's grim economy limits its willingness to confront the U.S. We've been talking about Iran's economy for a long time on this show. Okay. This is what kills me. This International Monetary Fund thing, I was talking about it a week ago. How they have shrunk their GDP. Trump's sanctions have shrunk the GDP of Iran, which is the total economy, by 10% last year. Forecast to shrink it another 20 next year. They're in trouble. I mean, it'll be a depression in Iran by the end of next year. A
30% reduction in their economy in 2 years.
Yep.
30%.
Yep. That's according to the International Monetary Fund and the New York Times. The bleak economy appears to be tempering the willingness of Iran to escalate hostilities with the United States. Wait. Wasn't that true last week, too? Why'd y'all say we were going to war? It was Trump's fault. How do you know this now? This just ran yesterday, but they didn't know it a week ago. Because they only tell the truth when it's the last option. So they can look like they knew.
And by the way, there is a fourth day of protest in the streets in Iran. Not against Donald Trump or America.
No.
Against their ruling regime, their theocracy.
Yep. Here's some more New York Times for you. The bleak economy appears to be tempering the willingness of Iran to escalate hostilities with the United States. Its leaders cognizant that war could profoundly worsen national fortunes. In recent months, public anger over joblessness, economic anxiety, and corruption has emerged as a potentially existential threat to Iran's hardline regime. Yes, just as I've been telling you for months. And this is why they had to issue the order that protesters would be killed, because they didn't have any other option. And listen to this, Lee. Inflation is running near 40%. Assailing customers with sharply rising prices for food and other basic necessities. More than one in four young Iranians is jobless, with college graduates especially short of work. This has been going on for months. This is why the people in the streets are young. And again, they're not chanting death to Trump. They're chanting death to the dictator, as they have been protesting the regime for months and months because of Trump. I mean, this is why General Jack Keane said, hey, listen, this is the worst I've seen Iran in my 30-year career, you know, in the military, that Trump has put such a hurt on these people. And then he goes and kills the man who's killing them for protesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been saying, and I just, it's so obvious watching it, Trump's agenda is to topple the Iranian regime and ultimately to topple the communist Chinese Communist Party's control of China. Will he do it? I don't know. But I think he's got a really good chance of doing it if he gets another term. And I think that the Democrats know it and the media knows it. And I think they know this would be a disaster. And so they're doing everything they can to shore up the mullahs in an election year to prevent this level of victory from Trump. I think that's what this is all about. I think that's why they've had to take these unpopular positions so that they can telegraph to the mullahs, look, if you can just hang on for another however many months, we got your back. We're going to take care of you if we can get back into office. Because if Trump were to succeed in collapsing Iran, I mean, can you imagine? The Iranian regime, I mean, what a victory that would be.
That's
the kind of thing you ride an election year wave to.
Game changer.
Game changer. And so Nancy Pelosi's out there, man. She's like Pravda. She's got to lie about why the protesters are in the streets.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand, this brand of protesters about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
They're calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khamenei as well.
Yeah, well, whatever it is.
Oh, no. See, they hate Trump. They loved Soleimani. They when he wasn't killing them. And they did. And see, yeah, nothing going on here.
Yeah, we'll continue to talk in circles here.
Uh-huh. Did you see that? Did you catch the part, though, where Stephanopoulos says, oh, maybe this could bring down the mullahs? So they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what has them so terrified. So they got to preemptively stop this thing. I mean, they got to keep those mullahs in power, no matter how much political damage it does to them, because Trump gets that kind of win. They can't let that happen.
And here's what will happen, though. If that happens, then the liberal rant will be, well, what's the plan? Who's next? Who's going to be in power? You've interrupted the stability of the situation. Exactly.
Yes.
You've destabilized the situation. What's your plan? It's like, we don't have a plan for Iran's next government. That's not our decision. That's up to the Iranian people. And unfortunately, the theocracy that's ruling over there now is what's stopping the Iranian people from making that decision.
And what shored them up for all those years? It was Obama lifting the sanctions.
Yeah.
So that they could then, thrive again economically, and also the pallets of cash that, were worth about, a little less than a quarter of the entire Iranian GDP. We just sent it to them some of it pallets of cash, some we transferred. I mean, so Obama kept the Iranian government in business. And then, did you see this? Then people start to notice, Trump's out there and he is warning the Iranian government not to kill the protesters, and the Democrats are silent. They don't care as long as they stay in power. So people start criticizing Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard, Mike Bloomberg, all of them. No tweets, no support for the Iranian protesters. Where are they? So Joe's got to come out, right? He's got to say something, like he's been with them the whole time.
Just remember where these folks were during the Arab Spring, during the Obama administration.
Oh, they were pulling for the Muslim Brotherhood. Pulling for the mullahs. So here Joe finally puts a tweet out. Here's what it says. Trump's reckless policies have needlessly endangered our interests in the Middle East, but none of us should be under any illusions about the Iranian regime and the Iranian people. Like all people everywhere, have the right to a peaceful protest. The world should support them. Well, you didn't support them, sir.
Yeah.
Your administration funded the regime that's killing them. He doesn't mention that, by the way. So, I mean, the hypocrisy here is just so thick you could cut it with a knife. So fingers crossed for the people of Iran. What a coup it would be if they could overthrow their leaders.
Yep.
It would be awesome. Trump is a racist, which is one of the main reasons you shouldn't elect him. You should elect Joe Biden instead. He's awesome. Can you imagine for a moment if the media dug into Trump's past at any point, whenever, when he was running the first time, whatever, and found that he actively sought relationships with people who were segregationists, who believed the races should be segregated in schools, actively worked to protect segregation where black children used to have to go to different schools than white children? Can you imagine if that came out? Republicans would disavow him, right? He'd probably have to resign. It'd be a major scandal. Would he be electable again? Probably not. But if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, years ago we pointed out that Joe Biden has a record just like that. And so it's been to my perpetual amazement that Democrats call Trump a racist based largely on a misinterpretation that's deliberate of his comments after the Charlottesville rally, where they had to literally cut parts of his speech out to make it sound like he was supporting white nationalists. Like that qualifies you forever and ever to be a racist. And it takes till now, January 12th, this is when this came out, 2020. Black woman, who happens to be the co-chair of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign, publishes an editorial in the Columbia newspaper here in South Carolina about how Biden repeatedly betrayed back black voters. All of this is true. We've been over it endlessly. She writes, Biden didn't think it just for a minute. Remove Biden's name, put Trump in and attempt to comprehend how devastating this would be. This is what the left accepts from white men who are running as Democrats. Quote, Biden didn't just vote for bills designed to prevent black students from accessing white schools, In a series of personal letters, he actively courted pro-segregation senators to support the legislation. That's devastating. Biden didn't just vote for bills designed to prevent black students from accessing white schools. In a series of personal letters, he actively courted pro-segregation senators to support the legislation. How is this guy not dead man walking politically? Remember this next time they tell you, droning on and on and on, that Trump's a racist. No, they're racist because they haven't condemned this guy. Sanders, by contrast, talking about her writing, began his work in politics organizing civil rights protests. And she goes on. So she's a champion of Sanders. But what she's saying is not wrong. And this is all very well documented. It's not that they didn't know. Remember, I played for you the PBS radio clip. Joe Biden admitting he fought busing to desegregate school. He fought it. He was against it. He even thought black people would do better in their own black school. Can you imagine if just one instance of something like that was surface on Trump? I think he'd be done. It's unbelievable. Voting for Biden would be tantamount to going backward for black voters. It's true. It's true. So, I mean, just so you understand, the people who are calling Trump a racist are totally okay with Biden actively working to keep schools segregated by race. I'll let you process that. Better give you overnight to do it. We'll be back tomorrow. Vince is up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.